Well, the interesting thing about 18th century towns is the rapid growth that takes place in towns outside London. If we look at earlier periods, London is by far the biggest town throughout the medieval and the early modern periods. But what happens in the 18th century is that we get substantial population growth in many other provincial towns. And so this gives rise to a completely different dynamic in the nature of urban society. And it also gives rise to a bigger urban middle class and much greater productivity in areas of commerce and manufactures. So London is the biggest city by far. It's around 500,000 at the start of the 18th century, and it doubles in size to nearly 1 million by the end of the 18th century. So that's quite extraordinary growth in itself, and it's the biggest city in Europe, possibly even the world. But provincial towns in the early 18th century, the largest one is somewhere like Bristol or Norwich, and they're 20, 25,000. You could fit them all into a small football stadium. By the end of the 18th century, we've got quite a number of towns which are between 50 and 100,000. So places like Manchester and Birmingham and Liverpool, as well as Bristol and Norwich, have really grown from being a few thousand to being between 50 and 100,000. So that's the Wembley football stadium they could fill. So this is a very interesting development, and it's also accompanied by smaller scale growth in a lot of other smaller provincial towns too. And what we need to do is try and think, why have towns grown like this? So one reason is simply that the population is growing overall. So in the countryside and in the towns, populations are growing. And that's because of improvements in agriculture. The country can now feed a growing population, so we don't have these bouts of starvation which lead to what we call a subsistence crisis where the population falls. So that's one reason, that just basically more people in the country. But the other reason is that these people are actually moving into towns. The biggest reason for population growth is migration to towns rather than people simply having larger families. And that's because of the employment opportunities. And this is because the commerce and the industrial economy of the country is expanding. So in the early 18th century in particular, it's a factor dependent upon the increase in overseas trade. So the port cities like Liverpool and Bristol are growing at a particularly rapid pace. And this leads to more goods being exchanged and sold, so there are more market functions and increase in consumption, far more shopping and marketing going on. And the other reason is the increase in manufacturing production, and this is what drives the growth of places like Manchester, which is based on textiles, the cotton industry, or the towns of West Yorkshire, places like Bradford or Halifax or Leeds. These are growing on the woolen textiles, or metal goods in Birmingham, which is based upon the production of things like guns or watches, the skilled metalwork production. So there's a big expansion in the manufacturing economy, which is part of what historians talk about as the Industrial Revolution. So employment opportunities are attracting people to towns, and so this is driving the population upwards.